Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Report of a teen smoking pot on her balcony ends in felony arrest. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Tuesday afternoon at around 2:30 p.m., law enforcement received a report from an unknown caller who said they had seen their 18-year-old neighbor smoking marijuana on her balcony. Gillette police officers responded to the address, and they smelled pot as they approached the woman's door. According to Detective Sergeant Dean Welsh, the 18-year-old woman, identified as Aislinn Janata Atassi, admitted to officers she had smoked pot outside on her balcony and consented to a search of her home. The search produced 99.1 grams of potential marijuana and two vape pens. She was arrested for felony possession of marijuana. The teen was also cited for minor in possession of tobacco. An alleged burglary is being investigated by Gillette police detectives from a home on Ross Avenue. The homeowners, a 49-year-old man and a 33-year-old woman, reported to detectives last Saturday a 38-year-old woman had been watering their plants at their home while they were on vacation for the last few months. She had access to the home to take care of the plants, but not to their bedroom. They had put many of their valuables in the room and had placed a lock on the door, according to Detective Sergeant Dean Welsh. Upon returning from vacation, the couple found the lock had been removed and the room had been gone through. The couple didn't have a clear estimate of a dollar amount of items taken at the time of the report. A potential suspect has not been contacted and the investigation is ongoing. The 34th annual Charity Chili Cook-Off is just around the corner and there is still time to enter a team. The cook-off will be held at the Camplex, Wyoming Center January 21st. This year's theme is A Night at the Movies. Each year, the chili competition raises money for two of Gillette's active nonprofits. Rachel Ferson, vice president of the Yes House Foundation Board, said, "We are looking forward to another successful event for 2023 with approximately 40 teams signed up to compete in the annual challenge that raises money for both the Council of Community Services and the Yes House Foundation." Sponsorships are still welcome and teams can sign up through January 16th. If you need more information, would like to enter a team, or volunteer at the event, visit the Charity Chili Cook-Off Facebook page or their website, yeshousefoundation.org. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.